Talktainment Radio Worldwide Sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come.
The world's greatest radio.
We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Live call-in talk show, dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. The world's greatest radio. You're in touch with This Is Libby. I'm Libby. And this is radio the way it should be heard. Ooh, I'm in the Midwest and it is cool. C-O-L-D. Four letter word. However, you can call me 1-877-932-9766 because we're going to talk about the weather and how you can take good care of yourself during this time. With us is my friend
Stella Amasino Banks.
Oh yes, sister star. My sister star. What work do you do so that everyone will become very familiar with what you do?
Well, I make teas for different modalities. I also counsel people. I've been in health and wellness since 1999 as a business, but not currently working it as a business. I am volunteering in different hospitals to bring awareness to healing and different aspects of different healing techniques, and also I speak to people basically about the poor.
The what?
The poor.
Okay.
Or disenfranchised. Or
okay.
Poverty.
Okay. Yeah, there's a lot of that going on. And that's an understatement. However, what I want to do is make sure,
because the poor are out there, there's some folks out there in this cold weather who don't have homes to go to, don't have heat, they don't have the basic stuff. And we want to make sure to give a little honor to them because they're out there hanging out. I mean, they're surviving this. So anybody, everybody that can help, you know what to do. You've been gifted with something, you know, to help until they get their situations resolved. Now, I just want you to be aware that I want to give you, and Stella wants to give you, resources for handling this cold weather. Also for taking good care of yourself and your children. Let me see. Here in Columbus, Ohio, there was a heat wave. There was a heat wave so hot that the schools dismissed the children for 2 days because it was just too hot for them to go to school. The schools don't have air conditioning units in them, and the children would be they would have been exposed to temperatures of 94, as high as 94. My car said 100. And they don't have air in the school, some of the schools. So they were dismissed. Now, when it was that hot, I gave some ideas about what to do to protect children from that heat. And drinking the water was definitely one of them. However, Stella and I want to talk about the fact that you need water just as much in the winter and the cold months as you do the warm months. It doesn't stop. So what I'll suggest to you is that we're going to discuss that. And I have a list of remedies that can be used during this time. Every kind of thing is at your disposal. And I just want to make sure that you have lots of references. For, you know, it goes from We even got one for hangovers, okay? So, Stella, won't you tell me and us how you're feeling about your passion for water? Isn't that one we discussed?
Yes. When we talk about water in the wintertime, it's prevalent. It's around the time that we need water is when it's really, really cold. No, you need water all the time. You need to drink water all the time. And especially in the wintertime, because we neglect our bodies in the wintertime because we're chilling.
We're what?
Chilling. And we're snacking and we're partying and we're having fun during that time.
That's called holidaying.
Yeah. We're drinking everything and eating everything.
Except?
Water.
Okay.
And then that's when you get the chapped lips. You get the dry feet and the cracking and all that. Now, if your body is moist, not only do you need water, you need some things to help it along. If you drink water or infuse your water with fruits and vegetables, then you'll be moist during the time that you need it during this winter season. I heard, but not sure, that there is going to be a really cold winter.
I heard it too. I did. It's been predicted.
Yeah. I'm not sure because I'm not God. I don't know.
Well,
we're gonna find out what exactly and how cold it's going to be. There is ups and downs, but what I was trying to say is that the fruits and vegetables that you need to infuse your water with will also give you vitamins during the season. And that's all I have to say about water for now.
Well, let's keep it moving because as it comes up, it'll come out. I have a book here. There are many, many books. This one's called New Choices in Natural Healing. Over 1,800 of the best self-help remedies from the world of alternative medicine. And the reason I chose this is because the list is interesting. Some made me laugh. And if I cannot say these words, I will spell them for you. I will not let you go without knowing what it is I'm talking about. And that way you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. So I'll name a few of these as we go. Keep in mind that the cold weather, as Stella suggested, you can have dry skin pretty easy. Stella, what are some of the substances we can use to negate dry skin inside and outside? Do you have a list of any of those?
Yeah. Celery juice and also...
go ahead.
Cucumbers.
Really?
Yeah. So if you juice those things will get into your body and go into the cell. Mm-hmm. And the cellular level is where we need our vitamins. We also need moisture to moisturize the inside as well as the outside, because if you don't, you'll have your insides drawing up just like raisins. We are very... We are very expensive, and we also dry up.
Okay, so Stacy Wiggins on Wiggins World of Wellness here on Talktainment Radio was speaking about that very thing today, about contracting and expanding, and everything does it in all areas of living. So you're right on point. We will get, we'll shrink. Right?
Just like a raisin.
Oh, even now, ooh, the thought of it. The thought of it. Okay, so Stacy was saying, and I hope I quote him well, that because life activity has to do with expansion and contraction, everything does it, and that's called living. Well, if you don't take care of yourself inside, you do. You contract when you have spasms. It's contraction. Spasms can usually be relieved very quickly with drinking a couple glasses of water. And if you really want to continue with typical, normal, usual conditioning, you're going to get an aspirin of some kind or pain reliever of some kind. You're still going to drink water. So The water is very important, as Stella spoke about. And then when you breathe, it's the same thing, expansion and contraction. And he mentioned all of those things.
That's for sure.
You're confirming them, Stella, and I appreciate that. So go to Wiggins World of Wellness and listen to his program. He was on today, I believe, at 12 noon. However, it's recorded. You can see it on YouTube, and a very informative. It also explains how you can negate pain, our life of dictate, or what we've been conditioned to believe. We have to have a lifetime of pain. He says, no, you don't. So considering what you just said, Stella, what else happens when we drink our water, or why this is important for you to tell us this?
Well, when we drink our water, you know, water is life, you know. Without water, nothing grows. Without water, I mean, we do not exist, because it's a certain percentage of water that's in our body. So, and the water also carries the blood and the food and nourishment to your cells.
Okay. Well, I'll share some of these, and we're just going to bounce these until you get full with good information about how to care for yourself. And if any of these you can relate to, and it helps, then I'm saying thank you very much, and I'm glad to have done that. Monkshood, I just said that. Aconite, or A-C-O-N-I-T-E, is a good remedy for the early stages of swelling and fever. So a person who needs monkshood may feel fearful and restless and crave old drinks. But it's a good, very good remedy for the early stages of swelling or fever. Apis, A-P-I-S, which is called honeybee, soothes bee stings and other bites. Now, during the summer, because I'm going to call it during the summer, fall is upon us. That beautiful full moon was amazing. You can get those bee stings and or insect bites. So we're not done with mosquitoes and flies and gnats and things. They're holding on just a little bit longer. So be aware that you can use the honeybee product, Apis. Or, now someone told me, and I did try this, if you have a mosquito bite, reach under your arm and get some of your deodorant from under your arm, and the alum in the armpit, your deodorant, will take away the swelling and diminish the itching and stinging that you will experience. Arnica, which is called leopard's bane, relieves bruises and muscle soreness. Muscle soreness is important to me because, again, after Stacy's conversation with you this morning, muscle soreness is important, especially when you're starting to get older and you do not drink enough water. Is that true, Stella?
Also, yes, it does, you know. Like I said, you draw up. So when you dry up, you feel the pain, because your body is asking for water. And when your body does not get water, it starts inflammation also.
Okay. Well, this next one says, it's called arsenic. I'm sure that it's the legal level of arsenic. Arsenicum is most commonly needed for the remedy of upset stomachs, vomiting, diarrhea, and food poisoning. I'm going to talk about the food poisoning. Help me with this one, Stella. People have a tendency to leave food out long, too long, and there's certain foods you don't fool around with. I grew up with that knowledge, being potato salad,
yeah,
egg salad.
Yes.
So we like them deviled eggs. We like looking at it because it's nice and it's pretty and it's tasty, and it looks real cute out there in that bowl. But there's some stuff that will make you sick. I mean, make you, like, put you in bed.
Yeah, anything with mayonnaise would do it. As far as things that you have, just like things will spoil in your refrigerator quicker if it's exposed. If it has a vinegar base, then you're a little bit more better if it has a vinegar base, mm-hmm, any food that's left out a little bit, like overnight.
Overnight?
If you leave something out overnight and it has a vinegar base, it'll be okay. If it has onions in it or garlic in it, it'll be okay until the next day.
Hmm. Well, I'm going to go with my mama. She said, put it all in the refrigerator. Do not put your food in the refrigerator while it is warm. Because the tendency for bacteria to grow is there, even though it's sitting in a cold site. If the pot, pan, or bowl that you have it in, container, is holding on to some heat, you might get a little bit of problem with that. So just wait till it's cold and then put it away. I also learned that when you open a jar of mayo or salad dressing, do not put a metal spoon in there.
Oh, yeah. Poison.
The chemicals on the spoon work in the salad dressing and mayo. But I learned if you open a bottle of mayo or salad dressing and you just pour it out of the jar onto what it is you want to work on. Do not put anything in the jar.
Yes.
It will not spoil. You could actually leave it out of the refrigerator and it will not spoil. It's that contamination that takes place.
Or if you use a plastic spoon or something like that, or a wooden spoon, you may dip into it. But if you use metal, it may contaminate.
Yeah.
Also, if you leave any utensil that is not wood or plastic, I don't like plastic, but inside of any food, you know how people just leave their plate with utensil with something in it?
Yes.
Like a spoon or fork. That's contamination also.
Okay. So bottom line, let's look at lettuce, okay? Iceberg lettuce is a very good one to use. If you have to serve your lettuce, tear it with your fingers. Of course, you have washed your hands and you've rinsed the lettuce. However, even that's questionable because now the tap water is an interesting place to be. I love it. So what happens, see, is if you tear your lettuce with your hands, it won't rust. But if you cut the lettuce with a knife, a metal knife, it will rust right away. Same with apples, pears, and those kinds of things. And I know you can't tear an apple apart, but just be aware that when you break an apple apart, when you slice it, you have a little time left before it'll start to change colors. These things affect your food, and food is medicine. Did I cover it all? That was arsenic, and it's called arsenicum. Let's see. Belladonna is called deadly nightshade. Sounds rough, doesn't it? But it commonly helps people who have sore throats, coughs, headaches, earaches, or fevers. The person who needs this remedy may appear flushed and feel hot and restless. So if you got your hands on some belladonna, that's a real nice thing. Make sure you talk with a nutritionist or a friend who knows about these as far as what it is you're going to do as far as dosage is concerned. Now, I need to remind you right here, Stella and the world, that TalkTainmentRadio.com is a 24/7, no charge, worldwide broadcasting facility with hosts delivering on various topics such as news, lifestyle, sports, law, health, wellness, religion, and politics. So I mentioned Stacy before, but I'd like to mention a couple of more. New Money is always nice with Drew and Janae. They're on Fridays at 7 p.m. And Quay Morgan Hill, she's on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Talking Sports with Bobby West is Tuesday, 6 p.m. And then there's also Everlasting Life with Michelle Vinal. She's on Thursdays at 8 p.m. There are so many programs that you can enjoy on TalkTainmentRadio.com, and you can go to TalkTainmentRadio.com and click on programs for scheduled times. TalkTainment Radio is radio the way it should be heard. Now, this is Libby, and you're listening to This is Libby, and with me is Stella on the Seagull Banks, and we're talking about the cold. I didn't know so many people used that four-letter word, rain, cold. You know those words?
Arthritis.
Not a four-letter word for arthritis. However, I know what you're talking about. So, considering that we're talking about, how to weather the weather, right? You think so, Stella?
Yes.
How to weather the weather.
Let's talk about what we could eat during the winter.
Oh, eating is a good thing. You know, I love eating good food.
Sure. Yeah. And we could talk about how we can eat it as far as okra.
Okra.
Yeah, some people don't like it.
You gotta talk to me about okra.
Okra is good for the bones. Okra is good for the bones.
Bones?
Yeah.
What's it gonna do?
It strengthens the bones and the ligaments. And also, we have turmeric and we have my favorite, curry.
Curry, okay. I gotta know you gonna give me some recipes?
I was just gonna do that.
Okay, cool. So I need some recipes and okay, let's just keep it real. I had a childhood experience that took me to a place where okra, it will not go. It looked horrible in the skillet. It had a good flavor in soup or sauces, but I cannot do the okra. So fried is not bad. I can get past fried. So,
well, you can make a batter with fried okra, you know. Take that seasoning that you use for your fish and throw it in a little egg batter and then put in your fish batter and fry it.
Yuck. Yeah, I'm just going to be honest. Yuck.
Oh, however, my goodness.
I have an open mind. I do. I have an open mind. So I will keep an open mind about okra, but it does help the bones. I'm a big girl. I will put it on.
And we could talk about how to make this okra kind of spicy. You want to make it like an Indian style from India.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's very healthy. Onions, bell peppers, both types of onions if you like, but red bell peppers and green bell peppers and red onions, garlic, let it simmer in some olive oil, and then you want to add your tomatoes after it cooks for let it cook for good 15 minutes.
Okay.
Before you add your tomatoes.
In what? Olive oil?
Olive oil.
Okay.
Coconut oil. Grapeseed oil.
Sounds nice.
Oh yeah. And then you want to add your spices like your cumin, your ground pepper, your curry, and I like to top it off with maybe some garlic pepper and just a little bit of ginger.
A little bit of fresh ginger?
Fresh ginger, or you can even add the ginger powder.
Okay.
Let that simmer. Mix it all together for about 10 minutes. Throw your okra in there with a little water. But if you fry it, it won't be slimy. If you put that okra in there right then and there, it will not slime up.
Okay.
It'll be fried. Now, if you add water to it, which the tomatoes are already moist, then they'll get a little slimy. It depends on your taste, but if you want to fry it, no slime.
Ooh, I'm glad y'all can't see my face right now.
Then after that, let it cook. Now, I'm talking about I can't even say a word. Indian food is good for the soul because you need something spicy to add to it. Maybe you chop up some jalapenos in it for the winter.
Oh, tell me how important jalapeno peppers are.
Well, you know, it'll get the blood flowing, you know. You want a little fire in the belly. The fire in the belly keeps the circulation going. It stops the blood from clotting. You know, it keeps the mind fresh. And ligaments love it.
Really?
Yeah, your body has to work. It'll make you so warm, you have to throw off something.
Okay.
to work at those health clothes.
I love it. Well,
but it's also good for the winter time. So your body be prepared for when you go outside.
Yeah.
And anybody has the heebie-jeebies, they'll just go by. The heebie-jeebies will pass you by.
Okay, so what you're saying to me is when you infuse hot peppers in your diet, you have a tendency not to be subjected to colds,
yes,
bacteria, flus, yes, bugs, and all,
yes,
that. Is that your heebies and jeebies?
The heebie-jeebies.
I love it. Well, there you go. If you can do this, and it's something that you learn, it's something you acquire taste for. I remember as a child, I didn't like anything hot. But as I got older, I was able to infuse those, the curries and the jalapeno peppers. And, I mean, I remember biting into one of the teeny-weeniest, tiniest little peppers I've ever seen in my life. Set me on fire. However, that's another story. So what I'm hearing from you, Stella, is that when we infuse hot peppers in our food, and such things as limes, lemons, apple cider vinegar, and those things, you have a tendency to pull yourself away from being exposed and receiving bacteria that will get into your system and make you sick.
Ding, ding, ding.
Okay, listen, we were talking about colds, all right? Now, this is an old remedy, and I've said it before, but I think it's important now because we're into the season. There's a bunch of viruses going around that are kind of resistant to the typical, normal, usual stuff. But if, and Buck, thank you, I just got to call his name out. He's an ancestor now, but he told me when you feel yourself with a cold, or if you get a cold, get you a big fresh onion, cut it up, put it in a saucepan, put a little bit of water and some sugar, and then you use that, let the heat, you know, simmer it up into a syrup. And once you get that syrup, let it cool down, and then use a spoon and eat all of it. Wrap up in a blanket, go to bed and wrap up in a blanket, and the next day you're going to feel so much better. It's going to go away, is what he said. Now, I took his advice, and it worked for me. It's just a good old onion. Onion has properties in it that are absolutely amazing for colds. If you have a cold, your home is sick, folks got colds, viruses and bugs, cut up those fresh onions, put them in a little container, and lay them around the rooms in the house.
Well,
top to bottom. I'm preaching now.
Uh-huh. That's my ancestor.
Well, and let that onion dry up. Don't touch it with fingers. Mm-mm, don't do that. Get a hold of the onion when it's absolutely dry and throw it in the trash. All of it. Then do the same thing again. There's something about an onion that draws bugs, germs I'm talking about, cold germs, to the onion, attach itself to it, takes it out of the air. So, an onion is ever so much easier to do than going to the doctor for your copay, mopay, wopay. And if it works for you, I would love for you to call me at 1-877-932-9766 and tell me how your experience was with that. I need you to know that TalkTainmentRadio.com will go where you go. Now download TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or tablet. Podcasts are available. That's radio, the way it should be heard. Stay right there. We're not done with this prevention thing, because prevention is worth more than a pound of cure. I don't know if I even said that right. But anyway, you call in the number 1-877-922-9766. Talk to you some good. Okay.
Big vote. All votes count, and we're counting on you. Join Blacks in Government and the Federally Employed Women for the 3rd Annual Local Candidates Forum, Saturday, October the 19th, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the St. Dominic's Parish at 453 North 20th Street. That's behind the church. Moderators are S. Yolanda Robinson and Kahari Inahara.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie, Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring. It's volunteering in your community. It's shoveling a neighbor's snow or cutting an elderly person's grass for them or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
Have you ever wished you could spend more time with your kids or maybe quality time with your spouse when you can actually have an uninterrupted conversation? Do you owe your dad? And no activity can bond a family together quite like boating and fishing. I mean, think of all the great experiences you had as a kid when you went boating or fishing. Well, guess what? It's still great. Boating and fishing are the perfect opportunities for your family to get away, to talk, to laugh, to create new memories. So take someone you love out on the water and see where the water takes you. If you haven't been on the water in a while and you're not sure where to start, or if you just like to have some helpful tips for your next trip, please visit TakeMeFishing.org. This has been a public service of TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard.
Sex Code War by Kahari Inaharo, the author of the Essence Magazine bestseller Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
I've got the water, energy bars, and camera. I think we're set for the hike.
Almost. We need to protect our skin. Don't forget your wide-brimmed hat and sunscreen.
All right. I've got the hat. I've got SPF 30. Will that work?
Yeah, anything 15 or higher is good. Just make sure it says broad spectrum.
Great. Got it. I am not getting burned again. Let's go.
Learn more at cdc.gov/cancer.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of A Cut Above the Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
Live call-in talk show. Dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or tablet. That's radio, the way it should be heard. Now, this is Libby, and you're listening to This Is Libby. With us is Stella by Starlight. What her name really is, is...
Stella Amasigo Banks.
Stella Amasigo Banks. All right. And you can
Sister
call
Star.
Us, yes, Sister Star. You can call us at 1-877-932-9766 and talk to you some Libby and some Stella because it's getting cold. No. It's cold. I've had people writing in saying they're just now turning on their furnaces. They waited till the, 43, come on now. It's cold. So we want to make sure that you understand how to handle this cold weather. It seems like it was just 99 degrees, and then it rained after a full moon. The cold front moved in, and then it's like bring your plants in before you lose them all. So, considering that, we want to get ahead of the game and keep you warm. Now, one of the things I mentioned and Stella mentioned was taking red peppers and putting them in your food, infusing that into your food, hot sauce, which is cayenne, and jalapeno peppers, and just gradually get that in your system. Two things for sure. Red pepper substances will break down the acids in your joints, and your joints will feel a lot better. The inflammation will go down. Any bugs in your colon, stop me if you need to, Stella. Any bugs in your colon, can't hang. They got to go. It's like, oh, too hot, can't stay, got to go. And you're keeping that colon clean is probably one of the things that I'll share with you. So, Stella, tell us more about what's on your mind.
What's on my mind is about gut health. And she just mentioned gut health.
Yes, yes.
And when you clean your gut, nothing's going to bother you.
Nothing's
going to bother you.
Why would you tell me that?
I'm saying this. Something you need. Hot, spicy, and bitter for the winter.
Okay.
Think hot, spicy, bitter. There's a few things that you can eat that doesn't necessarily have to be bitter. That's going to help you during the winter. And those are, for the moisture, watermelon. For the heebie-jeebies or anything that ails you that's going to mess with your joints.
It's funny bone.
The pineapples. Pineapples are good for the body. I love pineapples even though it bites back.
What does that mean, bite back? What's that mean?
Your tongue. Don't you feel that on your tongue?
No.
I do.
I've never felt anything like that on my tongue when I eat.
Pineapples bite back. It's the bromelain in it that gets into the joints. And it dissolves crystals from the inflammation. It gets in there and dissolves the crystals. And if women, you want to talk about some sexual things?
Yes, always.
Some people say it tastes sweeter. Well, that's all I got to say about that. I'm going to leave it like that.
Yeah, I'm going to leave that alone.
Yeah.
Sweeter.
It's good for the woman's female lubrication.
Well, then it's got to be good for our males.
Pineapples, girls, pineapples.
Okay.
Get you some pineapples.
Okay.
And a baseball bat. But anywho.
Baseball bat. Bring it, buddy. Bring it. Well, one of the things I learned in some of my reading, though, was about constipation. And when we are in the home and it's warm and toasty, we have a tendency to want to eat bunches and bunches of comfort food. They nicknamed it comfort food. However, constipation can be a problem. And according to the resource that I shared with you earlier, it says that constipation is a result of not having enough water in your system so that your GI tract can do what it's supposed to do. Therefore, they suggest that you drink 8 to 10 glasses, 8-ounce glasses of water.
That's 2 liters.
That's too much.
That's
water.
2 liters. That's 2 liters and a half.
Oh, but a liter of pop, you don't even think about it. You just drink it with ice and you call it a day. So get that water in. Now, if you get constipated, some of my elders as well as ancestors shared this information. Use castor oil. Now, I know if you come from where I come from, castor oil, nasty. Look, it's just plain old mag-nasty.
Well, tell us some of the tricks.
But if you get your dose of castor oil, make sure if you've got a healthy system, you're not going too far from home the next day. So if you take it at night, be prepared to be at home the next day so your colon can discard, and it's going to do it according to your constitution. That's what the elders used to call it. Ancestors called your constitution. Some people respond to these oils quickly. Some, it takes a little more because they are probably needing a little more work done. Castor oil is one of them. Read the label. Mix it with hopefully orange juice. I know people who will not drink orange juice right now because they were treated with castor oil on a regular when they were children by their mothers and grandmothers and grandfathers. So I'm just saying it works. After that 8 ounces, if you do your 8 to 12 ounces, no, let's do that right. If you do your 8 to 12 8-ounce glasses of water, you might not suffer with constipation. But there are other things that you can use. Father John's was given to me a Fleet enema. If you don't know anything about Fleet enema, I would suggest that you do a little homework. Don't just take my word for it. Enemas are time-consuming, and yet they're very, very effective, because once you put that warm water in there, it's going to come back out with good results. Yes, we can talk fish here on This Is Libby. Yes, we can, because it's healthy. Epsom salts is another one, and that's old school. But you can read the label on the bag or container of Epsom salt and drink it. Okay. Drink it at night, and then make sure you don't have to go anywhere in the morning. You know moringa is good, Stella?
It is.
Stella, do you know much about moringa?
I know a lot about moringa.
Would you tell us about moringa?
I don't want to speak about moringa. I want to speak about the natural ways that you can alleviate your symptoms from being constipated.
Why don't you want to talk about moringa? That's wonderful.
I will. Okay. I'll get there.
Okay.
How about this? Raisins. My grandmother gave me raisins. She gave me prunes. And bananas are smooth.
Yes.
Those aren't the ones that you got to go running.
True. You don't have to run. You know, the urgency is not there. If you're in good shape, but if you're constipated, if you're jammed up, then you need dynamite.
Coffee.
I used to call it.
Coffee.
Some people drink coffee. And
that's
coffee
dynamite.
Send you straight.
Both ways. Bathroom. Both ways.
Both ways, what's that?
Yeah, you're going to go pee and you're going to go poop.
Well, there's nothing wrong with peeing and pooping. Okay.
Hey, coffee will get you.
But if you're talking about children, now we're going to go back to the old school.
Yeah.
The old school says, give them a teaspoon, depending on how their ages are, or a tablespoon when, you know, my mother used to give us a tablespoon. And you're going to go. You're going to got to get that colon cleaned out, because that's where life is in the gut. I was told recently by a dear friend, chocolate milk will do it. Dairy products are not recommended. Start over and we'll do it the way that Dr. Salt told me when I worked at the hospital. He was a GI expert, and he says 80% of the black population does not digest dairy. Our bodies are not built for that. And he said the majority of his patient load was African-American people, because they were eating the things that our bodies are not built for.
Nowadays, they're not made the way we used to make it old-fashioned anyway. There's a lot of chemicals in the ice cream.
That's true. It used to be pure. I mean, I remember making ice cream with my mother.
Yeah.
Cranked it a lot.
Yes.
However, the chocolate milk will send you to the bath.
Yes, it will.
Depending on your constitution, and sometimes ice cream. Now, here's the thing I want to make sure that you understand. Anytime you take in dairy products, the gas that you pass, flatus, that's the word, it smells bad. It putrefies in your bowel, and depending on your constitution, you can run a person out of the room with this. I'm serious. It smells bad. However, it will work if you're the one that responds to milk products. I don't suggest you use them all the time. However, there are some who are fortunate enough to be able to do that. The Father John's, that's old school.
Lick the spoon, Father John's. I used to lick the spoon and sneak some Father John's, yes.
I do like that. And then 3 sixes. Now, that's old school dynamite.
Never heard of it.
Folks who are at least 60 plus 70 years old know about that. And just because we're talking about alleviating constipation and over-sugaring, October is the month for trick-or-treat.
Oh, boy.
Now, the practice that my mother and them had, mom and them, I've talked about mom and them before, was you could have all the candy you wanted. We used to go out and get grocery bags of candy.
Yes.
When you could go out and get grocery bags of candy. And we tried to eat it all. She said, go ahead, eat it, enjoy yourself.
What you gonna
I'm
get?
I'm telling you, she was waiting on us at the end of the week. That tablespoon.
What you gonna get?
Ooh-wee. So three sixes or castor oil or Father John's. You're gonna get it. And there were four children in the house, so we had to share one bathroom. So it was an interesting scenario. I'm telling you these things because they make wonderful memories and you get some good results.
And the other thing, the other thing about bowels
is what?
Is if your bowels smell, that means that you are over chemicalized. Mm-hmm. And your system needs to be cleansed, because if not, you will store some of those chemicals in your liver and in your kidneys, have a hard time passing it.
Mm-hmm.
So these foods and stuff that we're talking about and that we're telling you about, cleaning your bowels will help you in the process of living longer. They say if you eat less, you live longer.
Huh.
If your plate is too full,
mm-hmm.
that means you're slowly killing yourself. So cut back on some of the food that you intake. And your bowels, when you're at a restroom, nobody even knew you were there.
Oh, Dr. Savy, I believe he was one, and there was some other literature that I
That's when you're talking about moringa.
Yeah, well, yeah, because when you eat the foods that keep you regular, you don't have to concern yourself with the way your stools smell. I think we're going to now take a little time to share with you, like, the way your stools should look, the way they should, you know, float on the water. All that stuff is healthy conversation, because if you're backed up, as I've heard people say over and again, if you're backed up, you're in trouble. You're in trouble. And I want to make sure that you overstand that there's help for you.
Yes.
Moringa is one of those substances that if you use it, I put it in a little applesauce because it's like eating powdered spinach. But if you, for me anyway, put in a little applesauce and eat it at night, you'll have results the next day. The urgency is not there, but the effect is wonderful. I needed to make sure you overstand this because we're going to do some talking about the bowels. Is that cool, Stella?
That's fine. Okay. And another thing about moringa, it gives you energy in the morning. If you drink it or eat it in the morning, you can add it to your food just like it's a spice.
Okay.
And you can continuously be regular.
Okay. So here we go. Dry skin and hair. Now, during the cold season, we have a tendency to want to put the ooeys and gooeys on our bodies because, you know, our skin is dry. Do you got some remedies or some suggestions for that stuff? Dry skin.
Olive oil.
Okay. Olive oil out of the bottle.
Coconut.
Okay.
Yes, coconut oil.
Okay.
You know, some of the shea butter, of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Where can we get these things? Where can we get olive oil and coconut oil? Is it our regular grocery stores?
Most of the time they are. You know, people have been going to international stores and some of the different foreign places are good to go, like African stores.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. If you don't have access to that, I think those are called carrier oils, correct?
Yes.
Okay, in health food stores. So I got a little
cold press oils.
Okay. So there's Roman chamomile, neroli, and sesame, olive, almond, these, and carrot. You can use these either in your food and or on your body, correct?
And in your hair.
Okay, so to make dry hair silky and manageable, add 6 drops of lavender, bay, and sandalwood essential oils to 6 ounces of warm sesame oil. Or this mixture, if you apply the oil, part your hair in 1-inch segments, and then let the oils permeate for 15 minutes, then shampoo twice, and then that'll dry. Let it dry out. They also suggest that you eat fish. For your skin, eat fish. Isn't that more pleasant than some type of medication?
Protein.
Yes.
Also, if you want to get rid of the heebie-jeebies in your hair.
What kind of heebie-jeebies are in your hair?
We got kids that run around wearing dreads, right?
Yes.
So if you use vinegar on your hair, you won't have heebie-jeebies in your hair.
Are you talking about lice?
I said heebie-jeebies. I'm not pointing fingers or elbows.
What about dandruff?
Those are heebie-jeebies.
Okay. All right. So we got that figured out. Also, the oil in salmon, herring, and other cold water fish is rich in omega-3 fatty acids. So that will replenish the lost moisture in your dry skin and or in your hair.
Yes, it will.
There's another one. Flaxseed oil. Ah, I was interested in this because it has a nutty, buttery taste, and you can actually use it on popcorn, potatoes, and other foods. Otherwise, you know, rather than using butter. So use some flaxseed oil. That, too, will make sure that that colon stays patent.
Hemp seed oil.
Which one?
Hemp seed.
Hemp seed?
Yes.
H-E-M-P?
H-E-M-P.
Hemp seed oil.
Yes.
Okay, that's a nice one to know. These are things that are going to be happening during this cold weather season that's approaching. And like you, I was told that we're going to have a hard winter. Because of the extreme heat on one side, we're going to get the extreme cold on the other. Don't send those babies out there with no gloves. Don't send
or a coat.
Out hats and coats.
Please.
If it's as hot as it was, and they're predicting that the winter's going to be as bad as it could be, you want to protect these children while they're out there waiting on their school buses. Need for you to just, I know you know this stuff, but there's some young mommies and daddies out there who may not get it or may not have been instructed well enough. This has to happen. You got to do it to protect our babies.
And please do this for me.
Do what?
I'm asking the young mothers and the daddies, because some daddies have to stay at home with the children also. Either two layers of pants or get those longy dongies out. Them long johns. Them long johns. Get them out.
Girl, you done went back there.
Get them out. If not.
Some children don't wear long johns.
Spandex up under your pants.
Oh, so you're saying an extra layer.
An extra layer.
Okay. I got you. Now, there's some children who are not going to comply. I've seen it picking up my grandbaby sometime from school. They're not going to comply, but you supply it. And
yes.
I come from a home where if she sent you with it on, you better come home with it on when you get out of school. But these are the old remedies that work. So I want you to be aware that these things do work. Do you have other suggestions that did you bring with you, Stella, as well?
Let me see what I have here.
Okay.
Tell
me more.
Another thing that's sour, sauerkraut.
Oh, my goodness. Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
I've got to open mine now. Sauerkraut.
Yep. Sauerkraut.
Okay. What would you suggest for children? Because now we got to appeal to the children.
Pickles.
What kind?
Garlic pickles.
Really?
Get some garlic pickles for those kids. They love to run around eating pickles, so let's soak them in garlic.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I believe you. Are there other things we can do for our babies?
Not at this point. Right off the top of my head, I can't think of anything now other than garlic and honey.
Okay. So what about the sugary stuff for our kids? They're getting ready to do the Halloween thing. You got any suggestions?
None at all, because if you don't let them have it, you don't get it.
If you don't let them have it.
If you don't let them have that sugar during this time, you're going to get it.
What are you talking
about?
Your ears. I don't
understand. Your peace will be broken.
Well, no, it's a complete sentence.
Well, okay.
So if you know.
You can tell them no.
Yes.
I went through it. My children were not allowed to have any Halloween nothing. Because we did not believe in Halloween.
Okay, but there are a lot of people.
But they got around it somehow, so.
Oh, yeah, they can do that.
Yeah, so they snuck and got it, but I could tell by their actions. They were off the chain.
Oh, okay. So
I called them baby kids.
Super sugared.
Come back here, baby kid.
Okay. Let me just think. Other cold things that we can do to prevent problems in the cold? What about our feet, Stella? What about our feet?
Oh, my goodness. Soaking your feet in vinegar.
What kind?
Apple cider vinegar, and also sucking your feet in, you know, Epsom salt. Right after you come out the cold weather, oil your feet down real good.
Anything in particular?
Well, we talked about the butters, you know, all the butters.
Okay.
Even some udders.
Okay. Well, so here's the thing. My concern is about foot care.
Yes.
And we have a tendency, some of us have a tendency to negate our feet.
Soak them.
Soak them in apple cider vinegar?
Soak them in apple cider vinegar. Soak them in Epsom salt. There's some other things. Maybe somebody can call in and tell me. I can't remember off the top of my head, but usually I look it up.
Those are the basic ones.
Yes, they are.
Now, here's the easy reason ones. Why it's important for me to share with you about foot care. Everything about your feet is reflected somewhere else in the body, because the connection from your feet and your hands, there's, you've got...
What about some old buttermilk?
Excuse me?
Old buttermilk.
For what?
For your feet. Make them soft.
I never heard of that.
Yes.
Now, I've heard of drinking buttermilk.
Yeah.
Okay. Drinking
buttermilk. You know, people say they take buttermilk baths. What about buttermilk in your foot bath?
That sounds nice. Nice and warm.
Yes.
Okay. Now, here's what happens when we consider the feet, okay? It has to do with reflexology. And so I'll just run down these, and you stop me anytime because I need your input, okay? But when it comes to your feet, you got the adrenal gland, your arms, you got the ascending colon, you've got your bladder, brain, breast, bronchial tubes. All this stuff is influenced, you know, by feet. I need for you to be aware of this. I need for you to be careful. Take good care of your feet. You know, take care of your entire body. Now, I'm going to invite you to do this, all right? If you feel that you have questions, you contact Usum Libby, okay? And you call me, 1-877-932-9766. And if I don't have the answer, I will get someone who does. Because it's very important for you to take care of yourself through this cold weather season. And it ain't over till it's over. How about moisture in the air? One more time. Vaporizers. If you don't have a vaporizer, then I want you to boil some water on the stove.
Ooh-wee.
Oh, yeah. Moisturize the air. It makes it easier to breathe. Just know that Stella, is there a way to reach you if someone needs a reference for you?
Yes, 614-808-5723.
Okay, good.
And text me, please, because if you don't text me, I'm not answering the phone.
Oh, you're worth waiting for, my dear. So, that being said, I want you to be aware that I want you to have a wonderful fall season. Go ahead on and bake those fresh breads and stuff, okay? Go ahead and make sure that that everything is fresh, your vegetables and all that's done. Be aware that TalkTainmentRadio.com is the world's greatest radio. Radio, the way it should be heard.